Ezra chapter 1. In the first year of Cyrus, king of Persia, Yahweh fulfilled his word that came from the mouth of Jeremiah. He stirred Cyrus's spirit, and Cyrus's voice went out over his entire kingdom. This is what was written and spoken. Cyrus, king of Persia, says, Yahweh, God of heaven, gave me all the kingdoms of the earth, and he appointed me to build for him a house in Jerusalem in Judah. Whoever is from his people, may his God be with him, may go up to Jerusalem, which is in Judah, and build a house for Yahweh, the God of Israel, the God who is in Jerusalem. People of any part of the kingdom where survivors of that land are living as foreigners should provide them with silver and gold, with goods and livestock, as well as a freewill offering for the house of God in Jerusalem. Then the heads of the ancestors' clans of Judah and Benjamin, the priests and Levites, and everyone whose spirit God stirred to go and build the house of Yahweh, which is in Jerusalem, arose. Those around them supported their work with silver and gold objects, goods, animals, valuables, and freewill offerings. Cyrus, king of Persia, also released the objects belonging to the house of Yahweh that Nebuchadnezzar had brought from Jerusalem and put in his own gods' houses. Cyrus, king of Persia, put them into the hands of Mithridath, the treasurer, who counted them out for Sheshbazzar, prince of Judah. This was their number: 30 gold basins, 1,000 silver basins, 29 other basins, 30 gold bowls, 410 small silver bowls, and 1,000 additional objects. There were 5,400 gold and silver items in all. Sheshbazzar brought all of them when the exiles went from Babylon to Jerusalem.